So John 4, chapter 4. Now Jesus had learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who was baptizing, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had gone through to Samaria, so he came to a Samarian town called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus was tired from his journey. He sat down by the well, and it was about noon. So this is a very familiar story of Jesus meeting the Samaritan woman by the well. And I don't know if you've noticed in the news that there's going to be a new space mission going to one of the frozen moons of Jupiter. And they think that as there's water there, there might be some life that's similar to our own. So water, it's all about water. It's all about water. It's so important to be hydrated. It's so, so important. So this morning I want to introduce to you something about the Alpha Course. Now, when Andrew was talking about the Alpha Course last year, we thought, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. But actually, I hadn't really, my mind was cast back to the previous Alphas that's been happening, and I was working 2 weekends in 4, so I wasn't kind of in tune what was going on with Alpha. And it was running the coffee shop down at Bridges, and people were there making food and stuff. And I was just thinking, well, Alpha, yeah, we've kind of tried that before, you know. And I looked at an Alpha article, video on YouTube, which was like 10 years old. And I looked at that and I thought, Alpha, you know, Nicky Gumbel, you know, English guy, ex-solicitor. Is it really going to ring any bells with anybody, even if we, you know, when we invite people along? So I was a bit kind of, is this really going to be a great thing to do? However, I actually then registered and then downloaded the present Alpha, and it's just amazing. So it asks some big questions. Like it says in this episode, it asks some big questions about life that are quite difficult to answer. And one of the things that really struck me and really knocked me back on my heels was one of the questions they ask is, what makes you happy? That's a really deep question, isn't it? What makes you happy? So the new Alpha covers quite a few things. And one of the things that I found really interesting was they had some very interesting people giving their story on why they believe. One is a guy called Francis Collins. Now, when Francis Collins, we're going to play the first episode of the Alpha Course, because we thought, well, maybe nobody's ever seen the Alpha Course, or they've only seen the old one, or so. And you're inviting maybe your neighbor along to it, so you're thinking, I'm not sure. So we're thinking maybe it's a good idea that we play the first episode. It's only 20 minutes long, and it is, as I say, some interesting characters. Bear Grylls is in there as well, so watch out for Bear Grylls. And some really interesting statements made by some very influential people. And it's not just Nicky Gumbel speaking. So, okay, Ricky. Let's go for it. It's changed a bit in 10 years, I've just noticed, and not just noticed, but noticed when I first saw that. So the question is, I started off with the woman at the well. This, I believe, may well be a tool to get people to the well. So that, as it says in Isaiah, they can lower the buckets down into the well and bring up salvation. So I must apologize for the lip sync. It's not quite right, is it? On the computer, on the laptop, it's actually, you see it a little bit, but now we've actually got a slight bit of cabling going on. It's actually amplified that effect. So we'll see what it's like in the coffee shop, actually, because there's not such a length of cable from the computer to the projector. So maybe it won't be as bad as that. So, yeah, so it is, I thought it was good to actually let people see it, because it has been updated, and Kate was in an alpha course a few years ago and changed everything. So it does work, and I... So there you go. We have, you know, a bit of history here. So we'll just finish in prayer. So thank you, Lord, that we have an opportunity to bring people to the well so that they can drink the water that will spring up to eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen.